Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Well, I had the delight the other day of going to one of my favorite drinking establishments where I do spend a little bit of time. And I noticed at Grand Cru that they happen to have growlers. Growlers are back.
They are. And in some respects, they've never gone away. If you know or love a beer, beer geek, you're certain to find some in their basement, maybe more than one.
And by growlers, we mean large jars that you typically, historically would, or pails that you would bring to an establishment. Usually you send your underage children to do this in 1930.
And while you were sitting on the stoop?
Exactly, smoking cigarettes, and they come back with a pail of beer. Well, in Baltimore City, it is now legal for a bar or a store licensed to sell liquor on premise, like a packaged goods store, to actually sell growlers, meaning if they have draft beer, they can fill a container and they can sell it to you.
That's what we know. After that, the rules seem a little fuzzy, and we've been reading old Baltimore Sun articles and trying to figure out if you can bring your own growler to an establishment. And I'm not sure that that's been settled. We know that there are some establishments that absolutely say you must buy a growler from them, put a deposit on it. It will have their label, their seal on it. We also have experienced places around town that will accept growlers that you already have. But the rules are a little dicey right now.
What's great about this is, one, it's super green. You don't have bottles to recycle. The growler you keep exchanging for another growler, or you use your own growler, however your bar wants to do it. There's no packaging. It's really quite efficient in that regard. Two, what's great about it is you get really fresh draft beer.
Right. And some of the establishments around town are serving beer on tap that are even hard to find in bottle. So you're having this great experience of trying a newer, unusual beer on tap. You can take it home. It's fresh. You can share it with your friends, your neighbors.
There's no reason to get butt in a growler, basically. I mean, certainly it's available in plenty of six packs. I like it for football games when you're having people over. I also think it's a fabulous thing to bring for dinner if you're going somewhere for dinner.
Sounds like a good idea.
It has worked really, really well for me. I've been enjoying it a lot. It was just such a nice surprise. This came effect on July the 1st. It is only in Howard County and in Baltimore City. We're very progressive in Baltimore City these days.
Who knew?
Yeah, there you go. So go and check out a growler at your local drinking establishment, and you can bring fabulous Belgian ales or whatever they have on tap home with you.
Or Belgian-style Baltimore ales.
Exactly so. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.